Alex Taylor, thank you so much for being here today. It might be the dog days of summer, but that doesn't mean that hockey can't be played right now, right?
So yeah, for sure.
You're here to talk a little bit about something called the Métis Cup. For those that don't really know what is the Métis Cup? Can you give us some details surrounding that?
Yeah, the Métis Cup is our hockey tournament that happens every year. This is our third one, actually. So we're in the third annual year of Métis Cup. And it's a for fun hockey tournament that we put on every year, an August long weekend. And it's for a chance for Métis youth to come out, get on the ice, play 3-on-3 games, and just kind of have fun. There's no winners, no losers, really. It's just their chance to play for fun. And then we also have a festival that's kind of built around it, where we have live music, live performers. We have an artist market. We have a bunch of vendors come out. We have lunch. There's going to be jigging this year, jigging competitions, and just a lot of fun.
So, Alex, this is a lot more than just a hockey tournament, right? It's kind of a celebration of Métis culture at the same time.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And like she said, it's built around this tournament. So any type of opportunity to bring families together, you know, we throw music into it and dance and art and just, you know, bring community and family together any way that we can.
Is that kind of the importance of this tournament, is to get these kids active, but also get the families and the Métis community sort of involved right in the heart of summer?
I think so, yeah. You know, it's just about bringing community together. And yes, the kids love to play hockey, but it's a great opportunity to learn about the Métis culture for these families and for the community. And so, you know, in between their games, they'll come out and there'll be live music to listen to. It'll just be a vibe for the whole weekend.
With the rules, it's a 3-on-3 tournament, so it's just totally supposed to be fun. And then some of the rules are catered towards that as well. So speaking of just the hockey aspect, it might be a little more different if somebody's watching it, but it's just catered around fun, right?
Yeah, it is definitely different from your regular hockey tournament, but it is just for fun. It's a chance for kids to go out, play the game that they love, and a chance for families to connect with other hockey families. We have families coming from all across Alberta for this as well. So it's a chance to connect, meet new people, and just kind of have fun for everyone.
And you mentioned this is the third annual one. From its inception a couple of years ago to now, how has this tournament grown?
Oh, I think this might be the biggest one yet. It's just kind of snowballed since the first one. And kind of as we've taken more opportunities to, like, we're bringing in live music this year, we're bringing in jigging, we're bringing in like so many different moving parts, and we're really making it a big festival. So it's not just, it's so much more than a hockey tournament.
Well, and given how quickly it's risen, where do you two see this maybe going, and even bigger than this?
Well, as of now, there's a massive stage in the middle of the field, right? And we're in August, you know, June and July, May, there's been a bunch of music festivals, on the reserves. We've had Alberta Métis Fest. We want to see this as kind of a wrap-up to the summer coming up. You know, we just want to get it bigger, get the tournament bigger, get bigger names out, and just kind of a wrap-up to the festival season, too, you know, for these artists to come out and play before the fall time.
Absolutely. And if somebody wants to come and check this out or wants more info, that kind of thing, where can we get some of the details about this?
Yeah, you can always check out our Facebook and Instagram pages, Alberta Métis. All of the details are there. You can also check out our website, which is albertamétis.com. It's under our events page, so that's where you'll be able to find all the details. And then, yeah, opening ceremonies start Friday at 10:30 a.m. And we'll be there all weekend until Sunday. What time do we wrap up?
I believe 9:15. And on the Friday, you know, the opening ceremonies are at 10:30. Then we jump right into the Kikino dancers, right? And it's entertainment from 11:30 until 9 in the field. And then that's the same as the hockey tournament as well.
Yeah.
So it's all day live music, lots of hockey, just lots going on.
Yeah.
And everybody can show up to this, right?
Anybody.
Yes. There's no tickets, no registration required. Come check out the hockey, check out the performances, the market. There's something for everyone for sure.
Perfect. Well, Alex Taylor, this is such a cool event. So hopefully it just continues to grow, which I think it will. So thank you so much for coming in and speaking about this.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks.